All right, that is XTC, the mayor of Simpleton, and I think this fits in with our next conversation. We're calling it earworms. I'm not sure that it is, but there was a moment earlier this summer when I heard that song, and instantly I was brought back to, I don't know, 24, 25 years old. I mean, I can feel the environment around me, and I can visualize it even though I wasn't there. A buddy of mine happened to go to another radio station on West Belmont Lynn and hung out. And met XTC, and when I heard that song, it just brought me back to that I had that CD at the time. Maybe that's what we're talking about, maybe not. Dr. Peter Giannata is on a phone line now with us. He is a professor at UC Davis, a professor for mind and brain. Professor, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks much for having me on.
Yeah, so, you know, your story, the story I read about your research refers to earworms. Are we really talking about earworms, or are we talking about something else?
No, we actually are. We're okay. Talking about earworms, and we're talking about that music-evoked remembering, like you just described.
But sometimes when people think of earworms, it's just a song. Well, I guess that's what it did. That song stayed in my head for several days, and a lot of times I'll have not necessarily catchy tunes, but tunes in my head that I don't really know how they got there or why they're there, but they stay with me for a time, and then they go away. Can you explain that for me?
Typically when we're listening to pieces of music over and over, say in an earlier period of our life, or even then, more recently, whatever we've been listening to most recently tends to stick in our minds. And certainly if it's a song from our past that was really important to us or that we have strong memories attached to, when we hear that again, it's also more likely to pop into our minds.
So people will consider earworms an annoyance, but should we sort of open the door to them and try to figure out what they're telling us or what they're reminding us of?
Yeah, well, what we showed in our most recent research was we were trying to understand why those memories that we attach to music become so strongly embedded in our brains. And basically what we were able to show was that when you get an earworm and it's repeating in your mind, it's like you're actually rehearsing not only the music so that you remember the music better, but it turns out that that earworm is also helping to rehearse and solidify all this other personal information that you may have attached to the music.
So we're talking to Peter Giannata, a professor at UC Davis Center for Mind and Brain. Is it important for us then, or relevant for us to try to figure out what it's trying to help us remember?
I think probably it's best to just go with the flow and know that the earworm is doing something good in general for our memory. We don't know yet whether or not we can try to attach it to specific things that we want to remember or not, to use it as a memory aid. But I think it's important to realize that, even though sometimes those earworms are annoying, they're actually doing something good for us.
That's a good to know. And so you talked about what might be next, that maybe it's a learning tool in that if I want to remember a fact, I can associate it with a piece of music, and that will help? Is that where your research is headed?
Yeah, that's kind of where we're looking at. Basically, if you, say, attach these sort of short little musical loops that we created to, some set of information that you want to remember, and you make sure that you get an earworm for that loop because you listen to it many, many, many times, then the hope is that it increases the chance that you'll remember that other information also.
It's interesting because that implies that we've got control over earworms, and I think most of us would tell you that we feel like we have no control over earworms.
Well, that's the funny thing. Earworms are a form of musical imagery, and it sort of exists on this continuum of being in our subconscious to being under our conscious control. And yeah, sometimes we can kind of play with them and have conscious control over them. Other times they just seem to do their own thing. You know, we don't really understand quite yet, you know, how, you know, one might bring them under voluntary control or anything like that. But it's, they're just kind of a fascinating, you know, part of our existence.
I'm worried that Jeff Bezos might be trying to figure out a way to plant an earworm in my head to buy something.
But is that, Well,
is that possible?
But probably not for like idiosyncratic products, you know, that you're browsing. Mm-hmm. That's just sort of too many associations. But the way I like to think about it is, you know, if you go on a vacation for a week and you want to make that vacation more memorable, get a theme song for that week that you just listen to over and over and over with your friends or your family. And it's quite likely it will become an earworm, and that earworm will help you remember that vacation better.
And so then if you want to evoke those memories, you play that song.
Well, you can either play that song directly. Yeah, absolutely. So that helps explain why later in life, you know, even folks with Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on, why music still serves as such a strong trigger, you know, for the emotions and memories that it was attached to so many years ago.
So I am thinking of one other instance where there's a song I'm thinking of right now. It brings me back to a very specific moment in high school. But it's only one moment. But I suppose if I focus enough, I can reach out and learn about many moments from that particular snapshot, right? And remember more from that.
Exactly. You know, that's the way memory works. It's associative memory. You know, one connection leads to another. And the more that you elaborate on those, you know, the more you're going to remember. And, you know, music just seems to be a particularly effective way to kind of get in there and allow those memories to unfold.
Fascinating. So hug your earworms. Peter Giannata, professor at UC Davis. Do you have a trick for getting rid of them?
You know, I just make peace with them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I jam along with them. I play along with them. I sing along with them.
Let go and let Baby Shark. Professor, it was nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You're listening to the afternoon news. Okay, Carrie, I think, has a solution. Carrie, what do you make of all this?
Well, actually, I didn't think this deeply about it, but your guest actually made me think on Dean Richards' Sunday show. He was talking about Tony Bennett's death, mm-hmm. and he also then talked about his mother's death not too long ago.
Tony Bennett's health situation. Tony's alive.
No, he passed away. He passed away last week.
We'll look into that. Okay, I'm sorry, but what was your point?
He passed away from Alzheimer's, and his Dean's mother also.
Yeah.
And Seth, I didn't think about this, but it was Dean-related. It was smell and music were two things that even in deep stages of Alzheimer's are things people remember.
Still stay, yeah.
That's not where I'm calling, because I was giving a tip about 25 years ago, it was, I sounded crazy at the time, but if you get an earworm in your head, and we all have them, and I don't have a specific one I can mention, but we all get them, what works for us and my friends, and any song would probably work, something different, hum the beginning of the theme from Hawaii 5-0.
And that'll do it?
Well, what happens is that will stick. That will stick for a little bit, but that will go away faster than the other one.
I love it. Okay, so we got to run, but listen, Carrie, I've got some great news for you, okay?
Yep.
Tony's alive. Tony, it was his birthday last week. He's got a farewell tour coming up or concert, but he's doing okay.
I thought he had to cancel.
No, I think he's okay. All right, we got to run. Thanks for the call, Carrie. You're listening to... All right, got to go. You're listening to the afternoon news. WGN.